91X News.
It's 22 degrees and mainly sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. A Trenton man who assaulted a Quinte West OPP officer is headed to jail for 50 days. 20-year-old Corey Young pleaded guilty in Belleville court to resisting a peace officer and failing to comply with an undertaking. Young was arrested after an officer searching for an unruly drunk man in a wooded area west of Trenton was assaulted on May 19th. The officer wasn't seriously injured. A man was charged last night after driving drunk down Front Street. Belleville police were informed of the driver shortly before 10 p.m. The investigation led to 57-year-old Terry Wilson of Belleville being charged with impaired driving. He will appear in provincial court on June 16th. And Belleville police attended a Bongard Crescent residence early this morning in response to a disturbance complaint. A 26-year-old male was arrested with assault with a weapon after threatening another man with a knife. The accused was also charged with breach of probation and will appear in court today at 2 p.m. The Bay of Quinte Golf and Country Club hosts the on-air for healthcare radiothon today. Quinte region radio stations are on location helping spread the word. Pledges made will support medical equipment needs at Belleville, Picton, Bancroft, and Trenton hospitals. Bay of Quinte Golf and Country Club General Manager Mark Ray says it's all about helping the community.
It allows us to partner with such a great cause and contribute to our community to put our best foot forward.
Chair of Quinte Healthcare Board of Directors Brian Smith says any donation is a good donation.
It's so important to all of us, obviously, and perhaps myself as an individual or a family member or a friend has had to utilize the services of QHC and benefited from those. So it's to our all best interest to get behind us and support it. Give us your $1 donations or $1,000 donations. We'll take it all because it all goes to a very good cause.
The 91X crew is live on location for the all-day event, so make sure you keep 91X locked in all day for this great cause. Prime Minister Harper has told the cheering caucus members that the Conservative Party is Canada's party. Harper gathered his majority caucus in Ottawa this morning for the first time since the May 2nd election. He says voters made it clear they want his government to continue to focus on the economy. MPs elect a new speaker tomorrow. Governor General David Johnson will read his first speech from the throne on Friday, and the federal budget will be announced on Monday. The Quebec government demanded an apology from a legislator who compared the royal family to parasites and circus performers, but he didn't appear to be backing down Tuesday. Peter Ray explains.
The remarks were made by Amir Kadir, the leader of the tiny left-wing party Quebec Solidaire. He complained that taxpayers have no business footing the bill for the visit by Prince William and Kate. Quebec Intergovernmental Affairs Minister Pierre Moreau says Kadir is setting a bad example.
It gives to Mr. Kadir an image of intolerance.
But the Quebec Solidaire leader is refusing to take his words back. The party's only member of the Quebec National Assembly is sticking to his argument that the royals represent a parasitic system that should be obsolete in today's world. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press.
A happy ending to a long search for a boy who disappeared from Grand Forks, British Columbia, 6.5 years ago when he was just 3 years old. Valor Howell has been found in Arizona and his alleged abductor has been arrested. Jamie Howell is accused of abducting her son from his father in December 2004. She was arrested for disorderly conduct after a dust-up at a Chandler, Arizona laundromat on Sunday, and a background check showed she was wanted in Canada for alleged parental abduction. Police say the now 10-year-old boy is in good shape and will be reunited with his dad. Space Shuttle Endeavour went into the history books this morning after completing its 25th and final mission. The shuttle landed safely in Florida after a 16-day space mission and will now be retired to a Science Center museum in California. There's just one shuttle mission left now. Atlantis will wrap up the NASA program with its launch scheduled for July 8th. A mural of all the soldiers who have died in Afghanistan has made its first stop on a nationwide tour in Trenton. Jennifer Bowman tells us what the artist hopes his work will bring to Canadians.
It's a work of art. Artist Dave Sofa painted the faces of all the soldiers who have died in Afghanistan on a 40-foot mural. Sofa says he studies each of the faces until he knows them on a first-name basis before he even begins to paint. It takes him 80 hours for each face. The mural's first stop was CFB Trenton yesterday. Sofa says it was a very emotional experience.
I want Canadians from coast to coast to know about it and know about these young men and women. Not so much about the painting, but the honor that we should all be showing to them.
Once the mural is finished touring, he hopes to build a peacekeeping museum and dedicate a room for the portraits of honor. Jennifer Bowman, QNET News, Trenton.
An international panel of experts says cell phones may indeed be cancer-causing. Reporter Aaron Katursky tells us this isn't new science.
The panel at the World Health Organization reviewed existing studies that themselves were inconclusive, but together provided limited evidence of a link between cell phones and certain types of brain tumors. The wireless industry attributes it to bias or data flaws and notes the same panel has given the same risk assessment to pickled vegetables and coffee. But the group has also given it to lead and car exhaust. So as one expert told us, the finding is at least worth knowing.
The assessment by the cancer panel now goes to the World Health Organization and national health agencies for possible guidance on cell phone use. That's 91X News. Sports is next.
Are you tired of one-minute showers?
Is your well keeping you a prisoner?
Don't let your well worry you anymore. Contact Larry at morewater.ca. More Water can repair your drilled well for far less than drilling a new one.
Visit morewater.ca or call Larry at 613-378-6755. That's 613-378-6755.
The face-off for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final is just hours away, and Vancouver is gearing up for a big party. Tens of thousands of Canucks fans are expected to gather in bars, in front of giant outdoor screens, and in Rogers Arena to watch their team take on Boston. The puck drops at 5 p.m. Vancouver time, and that's prompted some businesses to let workers rearrange their work schedules. And there were hopes that center Manny Malhotra could play for the Canucks when they face the Boston Bruins tonight, but general manager Mike Gillis says Malhotra is back to being monitored on a day-by-day basis. Malhotra hasn't played since suffering a serious eye injury on March 16th.
We have to be really patient with this, and we have to rein him in a little bit because he's, you know, very enthusiastic, as you know, and it's up to us to try and be as responsible as we possibly can with his best interests in mind. And when he's cleared to play and play in the NHL, you'll see him with the team. And until that point, we're going to take it day by day and monitor it day by day.
It's time for Winnipeg hockey fans to put their money where their mouths are and buy NHL season tickets. A pre-sale opens this afternoon for select buyers, and then the general sale begins Saturday. The new franchise owners hope to sell 13,000 seats before the NHL Board of Governors meets in 3 weeks to vote on the sale of the team. And Atlanta Thrashers team captain Andrew Ladd is excited the team is moving to Winnipeg. Ladd knows that Winnipeg's new NHL team will be in the spotlight, but he's okay with that. He thinks the added pressure of a Canadian market will give Winnipeg's new team a competitive advantage.
Everyone wants to be able to play in Canada, where, you know, they just have that passion for the game, and you know, there's a little extra pressure and attention. But for me, I like that part of it, and you can definitely drive on it and use it to your advantage.
Kyle Drabek starts for the Blue Jays in the rubber match of a three-game series with Cleveland. Toronto won the opener but fell 6-3 to the Indians last night. Cleveland counters with Josh Tomlin, who is looking for his seventh win of the season. And the Seattle Mariners can pull even with defending American League champion Texas with a win against Baltimore. Seattle is a half game back of the Rangers in the AL West. Texas is at Tampa Bay in one of seven afternoon games. Doctors say they'll treat Hall of Famer catcher Gary Carter's malignant brain tumor with chemotherapy and radiation. They say the location of the tumor makes it difficult to remove through an operation. The former Montreal Expo is returning home to Florida to begin the next part of his treatment. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Taking a look at your weather. Today, sunny, high 24, UV index 8 or very high. Tonight, clear with a low 11. Tomorrow, sunny with a high 20, and Friday, sunny with a high of 22. At 12:09, it's 22 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.